Now, you might think, well, that doesn't help me. And I'm going to suggest that it does, okay? And I'm going to suggest that it does in that if you go back and you really study what I've put out in Professional Inviter, there is only one business on the planet, and it's the business of making someone's life better. And when you reach into your pocket to pay for something, it's only because someone is helping you or it's perceived that they're going to help you. And so the more people that you help, you set up somewhat of a vacuum. Call it exchange if you would like to. But you set up that it comes your way. All right, so the more people that you can help. And the other thing that it very much does is that it opens you up to have posture. Now, the word posture has been really, in my opinion, misrepresented in this industry. The word posture often means that you become arrogant or you say, I don't know, we'll see if you qualify for my business. And as you know, I don't ever suggest that you talk that way to someone. So I prefer to go about it in that posture comes from that you don't need them. I did not say arrogance. I just said that you don't need them. And when you can easily give that prospect to someone else, it means that you don't need them. And the more you need or must have you ever heard the statement that desperate money makes no money? And so you have to present with the full intent to help somebody, and when you invite with the pure intent to help somebody, okay, that's communication quality number 10, have the intention to make someone's life better or make that prospect's life better. And so when you come from that perspective, then you open up the flow where it can come back to you. Okay, but if you try to get this person into something that they themselves is not a fit for, then what they're going to do, you're going to feel as though that you've done something wrong, and in some ways you have. And so then that exchange goes the other way on you. All right, so I hope that I'm making sense and I'm not just talking purely philosophical, because I've experienced it in actuality, all right? Not philosophically, I've experienced it in actuality. There was a person who I was purchasing postcards from, and this person is a very bright person. He runs a print shop, and I had made some comment about that I hadn't got a great return, and his comment back to me put me in a little bit of a question, but because of who he was, I trusted him, and so I dug in a little bit deeper on what he had said. He said, yeah, but Tim, did you bring anybody else into your business at that same time? Or around that same time? And I said, what do you mean? And he said that there is this exchange, and that the more that you send out in terms of any kind of promotion, whether it be that you've purchased leads or whether it be you're running advertisements in the newspaper or whether you're out there walking and talking to people or whether, you know, however it is that you're out there promoting, then you will in essence set up the exchange to where it will come your way. And so he said, I want you to do something. I want you to statistically track it. He goes, because I've been tracking it for years and years and years and years. And I know it with absolute certainty, and I don't even hesitate in telling you this. And that is that when I've stopped promoting in any kind of a way, then that immediately stops business from coming in the door. Now, when I promote, business comes in the door, sometimes not even from the method that I promoted. All right, so let me try to summarize that. What he was telling me was that if I just bought leads or ran advertisements or sent out postcards, as long as I kept going out with it, that it would come in. And sure enough, it absolutely happens that way all the time, without fail. Okay? So I might not sponsor somebody. Let's say I sent out 10,000 postcards. Let's say that I don't sponsor anybody because of the 10,000 postcards. But what I do is sponsor people because I bumped into them in the post office. And what I'm suggesting to you is that if I hadn't sent out the promotions, then I wouldn't have met that person in the post office. All right? Now, in that same thought pattern or in that same philosophy, when you're talking to your prospect and you've got the intent to help them, and you help them regardless if you profit from it or not, what I'm saying to you is that you will profit from it. All right? It sets up the exchange in your favor, and it does come your way. All right. So, to summarize on this, in terms of never sell what the prospect won't buy, find out what it is that they really need and want. And I'm going to give you some specifics when I answer the questions, because some of you have asked questions that allow me to get specific. But by no means can I answer these as specific as I did in Professional Inviter. And so I urge you, if you've already gotten them, to go back and re-listen to the greeting section and the qualify section again.